Welcome to Social Synergy, where we will be discussing human intelligence practiced every day. We hope to be engaging and provide insights on how to be curious about people, to collaborate better in networks and teams. I am Sally, the host of Social Synergy, and with me, I have my guest. Thank you so much, Dr. Kevin Beardmore, for joining me on my podcast, Social Synergy, where we will be discussing human intelligence practiced every day. Would you like to be referred to as Kevin or Dr. Beardmore or President Beardmore?
Kevin's just fine for me.
Okay, I will call you Kevin. Thank you so much for joining us. And if we could start off with maybe you telling us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Sure. I grew up in southeastern Ohio, and so I come from a region of oil and gas production, so I feel very at home here in Carlsbad. And I've been here since January of 23, and when I was selected as president. I have a background in higher education, 23 years. I actually retired from my previous college because I've been there that long. And I worked my way up there through director, dean, and then vice president for the last 15 years of student affairs. But I have a background in data. I have a background in science curriculum. I taught middle school science and math way back when. And I am the first person in my family to go to college. My sister was right behind me, but I beat her to it, so.
Well, we have that in common,
yeah.
And it's just wonderful to have you join my podcast and just learning a lot about what you do and how you're here. I know you're a believer in soft skills and personal development, and you're committed to college education to improve the life of students with regard to socialization, growth, practice, and play in everyday life, at home, at work, and other social professional settings. So I just want to say thank you so much. And allowing me to converse with you on what I think would be a very interesting topic that I think our listeners would be really interested and enjoy listening to. So going back to soft skills, could you explain the overarching definition of soft skills and how it relates to human intelligence practiced every day?
Yeah, so I'll tell you a little bit about it. My work, as you know, that's my dissertation work at the University of Kentucky I did back from 2015 to 2019. And one of the reasons I went after it is that I was very interested in the change that, as you mentioned, that college can have in someone's life. Mm-hmm. As the first person in my family to go to college, I had some cousins who went. Mm-hmm. My grandmother worked at a college, but she, you know, didn't attend. And so everyone was hoping I would go all the way along. And so I went. And I still remember, you know, I wasn't the best student in high school. And my mother said, well, I hope you're going to apply yourself in college. And I said, well, yeah, it's college. I'll be sure I do. And so I go off to college, and it wasn't easy, to say the least.
Sure.
You learn a lot in those beginning days. So I often tell the same story when I would work with students, is that, you know, my first paper I turned in, which was due right after the first week. I mean, it was like right off the bat. And I got a C-, and I'm like, okay, well, you know, then I'm going to a camping trip with some people I'd met and did this. And so I turned in my second paper, and I got a no pass.
Oh, no.
That's an F.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah.
My friends always called my college a granola college. It was a small liberal arts school. And they said, they won't even give you an F. And I'm like, yeah, I know, but that's what I got. And so then I worked really, really hard on the next paper. And I got a C-.
Oh, geez.
I tell this story because then we had a paper due every week in that class. And so I just kept digging myself out of that hole. And the very last paper in that semester, I finally got an A- on one. And I managed to pull a B out in that class because they weighed the last papers heavier because they knew what
right,
they were doing.
Right.
They were trying to help you learn, how to push yourself and how to grow. Mm-hmm. And so when you talk about growth, one of the things that I've presented to students before at, you know, awards, it was always funny, this one awards ceremony, I had this giant slide and all it said was failure. And
right.
They were all like, what? Oh, my gosh. And yeah. I said, failure is something you will learn from. and you will grow from if you choose to let it, you know, help you.
Sure.
And so, you know, when I think about all the things I went through in college and why did I choose to go after soft skills, I was really interested in the effect that college has on people. Mm-hmm. And, what, you know, there's your major where you go into a specialization and you get, I would call, a lot of hard skills. You know, sure. you understand, like you said, you know, you have that background, architectural and drafting. You have to know how to use AutoCAD and programs such as that. Those are the hard skills. And it's almost easier to define the soft skills by what they're not. They are not sure. technical skills. They're not the ones that are specialized to a field.
Mm-hmm.
Soft skills are cross-cutting. They serve everyone, and they are ones that have been around for generations.
Mm-hmm.
And so the actual title of my dissertation is Soft Skills Old and New. Well, you get to like page 190 and you find out that they're not new. They've right. been with us all. They are uniquely human skills that have served us for thousands of years. And so whether you go back and you learn about ancient civilizations and so on, sure. you see what amazing things we've been able to do as a species. And we have built on those hard skills over and over and over again to the point that we, you know, can't even fathom sometimes the things sure. that we can do.
Mm-hmm.
And because AI, well, that's a whole other story. But the soft skills, they've been there all along.
They have been. And, you know, one is not necessarily born with soft skills. Maybe they are innate, but we have to learn them in addition to that. So how can one learn soft skills when you're not familiar with that? You're familiar more with the hard skills that you learn at school, but how can soft skills be learned?
Well, what's interesting about skills is they come to you through practice. But one of the things I've often told students is everybody thinks that, you know, like because they've used these skills before that somehow they've mastered them. And usually that's not the case. With skills and practice, what you find, why do we have coaches? Coaches push you to do things you didn't know you could do. They help you see the things you didn't know you didn't know.
Sure.
And they're there trying to raise you to the next level. So one of the examples I often tell students is I think about when you learn to drive.
Mm-hmm.
And everything was so hard and new and the mistakes mm-hmm. you'd make and so on. And then finally you reach a point where you can pass the driver's test. People plateau. They get to a point where they think their skills are good enough
mm-hmm.
and they just stick there. And so you see this in all kinds of fields and people say, well, how was it that Venus Williams was able to get where she was or Tiger Woods? There was always somebody pushing them to improve their skills more. It's the push
right.
that makes such a difference. Soft skills, because they mm-hmm. come to it, they've been around so long,
mm-hmm.
and everybody thinks they come naturally. You know, they're
sure,
innate. You
sure,
know.
Sure.
People don't push to improve what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of times there isn't somebody who can you know imagine a soft skills coach. You don't really hear that.
No,
lot,
you
do
don't.
You?
No.
And yet those are the kind of things that in student affairs uh-huh. in my background, I'm trying to help students develop. And you have to push them to think about things in new ways and how mm-hmm. they can go about mm-hmm. doing them.
I think that's really great. So with that, will Southeast New Mexico College be having any workshops forthcoming to develop our future leaders?
Yeah, we're very interested in going after that. We already have a really excellent program that we do in partnership with WIP,
mm-hmm.
and that's our leadership development program. And mm-hmm. going on, I think we're in cohort. I think they're in cohort 25 or 26 now.
Okay.
And I really look at what they've been able to do with that, and I want to extend that to our faculty, staff, and students.
Oh, so that would be great.
Yeah, that's that one of the things we're looking at. And for me, the soft skills are a huge part of that. And so one of the programs I use statewide in Kentucky, because I was a statewide leader, which is why I did a dissertation on it, mm-hmm. and so on and so forth, we're trying to bring it here. They okay. actually have switched their software platform, making some changes. But it's programs like that, identifying where you really want to go
sure.
and how you want to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we're still at that stage at this point. So we haven't had anything in particular yet, but mm-hmm. at the same time, I'm looking for things that will allow us to develop soft skills on two fronts. One, the kind of practice you can get through a software program is mm-hmm. good.
That'd
it does
be great.
Help you mm-hmm. stretch.
Sure.
I really like the program that I've used before because it gives you interview situations mm-hmm. and job situations, and you have to respond to scenarios. So you're applying those skills in new ways.
Okay.
But then it gives you very structured feedback about mm-hmm. that. But part two is you really had to talk with somebody. You had to have that coach. You had to have someone who's working with you. And sure. for me, that interview piece and mock interview side mm-hmm. is very useful. And then the leadership development, which is the next step in that.
Sure, sure. In addition to other courses that Southeast New Mexico College is offering, there's also technology such as plumbing, electrical, mining, welding. And you mentioned that there are online training classes. So you did mention that individuals can be trained online for these soft skills.
It's a good way to enter into it because you what we found is students would go into these scenarios and they'd be like, well, yeah, I've done this. You know, I've seen this happen in fast food, sure. you know, where I've worked at this job or that yeah. job and so on. And what they find is there's not one right answer. There are some answers better than others, uh-huh. and it starts pushing their thinking on what they, you know, what might be a better way to handle these kind of scenarios. This has been very useful across the board, whether you're talking about plumbing mm-hmm. or mining or mm-hmm. whatever it might be, because we're talking about the relational skills,
sure.
the way that you work together as a team, how mm-hmm. you advance the group, because what I used to tell students in my class is, you know, nobody goes to college to become a professional hermit. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all part of communities, and they'll think of somebody like Einstein. You know, like, sure, oh yeah, sure. but they are like this genius working alone. Like, but that's not how it works.
Right.
You're like, even there, you're part of a community, and they're arguing about things, and you're interacting with other people that you finally. I always find it so interesting when students finally meet that person that you know has a different background but similar interests, or the same interest in a completely different background. They're like, oh my gosh, the things I can learn from somebody else as we interact and talk.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I know that a lot of the students that come to the college, they're local, but there could be students from out of state or out of town. So how can those students get a sense of belonging, such as facilitating them with housing?
So one thing we're looking at, and it's actually on our capital projects plan, is to add a residence hall. Mm-hmm. I'm actually going to be talking with the board again about it Monday night at the next board meeting because we're mm-hmm. talking about where the master plan is mm-hmm. and what order we want to do things. So it is a possibility. But the thing we've really been doing since I've been here is trying to get people back on campus to interact sure. in mm-hmm. person. People have had practice now during pandemic times interacting yeah. online. And we all know there's very serious limitations to that. And bringing the students back has been very good. One of the things we've just put in place is a program called Merit to recognize when students are participating in things on campus. Mm-hmm. And that was just rolled out to our students actually just last week. Mm-hmm. And so if a student attends something like our Women's History Month presentation today, mm-hmm. they sign in, they'll get a badge saying, you've been interacting and participating and being a part of a community. Uh-huh. And allowing them to track that where it's just automatically tracked. Mm-hmm. So imagine, you know, we have, as college graduates, we have mm-hmm. college transcripts. Mm-hmm. So we may forget parts, but we can go back and see when we took classes and, you know, how we did and so on. This program says, hey, remember you actually went to that Women's History Month presentation mm-hmm. in March of 2024, and to which the student's like, oh, yeah, you know, I need to tell employers about all these cool things I did on campus sure. that helped me understand mm-hmm. a lot of different perspectives and to be able to work with a lot of different people.
So. And that's great. And I noticed that last weekend you guys had the STEM program sponsored by the Simcoe. Mm-hmm. And in addition to having the students from the local community, and they also it was also open to students from Roswell. And I noticed mm-hmm. that the ME, the Air Force Base students, participated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that was really great to see pictures of those students being part of what's offered here in the community.
Yeah, it was really nice to see the New Mexico Military Institute students. They came mm-hmm. in uniform mm-hmm. and they prevailed.
Yeah, yeah.
If you've been on their campus, there's one thing you can see as you're on campus, but you can't see it necessarily as you're approaching campus, is as they walk off campus, it says, return with honor. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And I thought, those
great.
Guys returned with honor
yes,
after the
do.
Science Bowl last week.
That's great.
But they did a great job. It is another good example of pushing the limits because I don't know if you had a chance to sit in on any of those sessions, but the questions were hard.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, you know, students would go through and, I mean, you know, both teams would answer and nobody would get it.
But they had a lot of fun, I'm sure.
They did. It was really neat. I mean, it started early in the day and it ran all the way until about 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. So
that's great. So
great.
Hopefully they can have a repeat next year.
Yeah, they're really hoping to grow it out next
that's
year
great.
As well.
That's great. Well, I'm just really delighted that I was able to have a conversation with you, Kevin, on my podcast, Social Synergy, and learning more about personal development to strengthen our workforce. And thank you so much for joining me and giving me this opportunity to interview you. And I am sure that our audiences are going to be delighted in hearing this.
Well, I look forward to
podcast.
It. Yeah, I look forward to it. And if they ever want to stop by and learn more, we're talking about new SENMC attributes and building on our soft skills here. So happy to talk with them.
Thank you. Thank you. As we move more and more into a world of AI, it's important to stay grounded on the human side of a robotic, ambiguous world. As technology advances in our everyday lives. To recap our topic, human intelligence practiced every day, Dr. Kevin Beardmore explained the definition of soft skills and his interest in personal development. Our audience should be on the lookout for any postings and upcoming leadership classes that will teach them more about how to make better connections and social interactions as people interact dynamically in various social professional settings.